Leading the news this morning, defence chiefs will meet in Canberra today to try to decide what action to take against the head of the Defence Force Academy over the recent sex scandal. The Australian newspaper is reporting there is a standoff between the minister and his top officials over what action to take. An Egyptian prosecutor has summoned the former president and his two sons to answer allegations of corruption. Hosni Mubarak has broken his silence, going on Egyptian television to deny allegations and says he'll fight the charges. A group of clubs and hotels is launching a $20 million advertising campaign today to try to scuttle the federal government's pokies reform. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie has been championing the changes that would cap the amount of money players want to lose. And Icelanders are refusing to repay a $5 billion bailout, but the British and Dutch governments say they want their money back. For a second time, Icelanders have voted against a repayment plan. The money was paid to depositors when one of Iceland's banks crashed in 2008. Britain and the Netherlands are now planning to go to the courts to recover the money. And French troops are evacuating residents in some areas of the Ivory Coast city of Abidjan as fierce fighting continues there. United Nations and French helicopters have fired more rockets on the residents of Laurent Gbagbo, who is still refusing to relinquish power.